Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. My heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Here's to your health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. What an honor and a privilege to be with you on this cold, brisk October evening. It's cold outside. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. From the feel of it a little earlier today, winter is here. No, but it's all good. It's all good. This is a time to get out and get some of that cold air, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth, so that you can get that little nasal lining all toughened up so that you won't be susceptible to all of these little buggy things that's flying around. So, yeah, that's some good stuff there. I welcome you this evening, all of you, welcome to Here's to Your Health. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And we're here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Every Tuesday that the Lord allows, we are here sharing some accurate and thorough information as to how you can take control of your own health so that we can be better moms and better daddies and better sisters and brothers and aunties and all that good stuff so that we can be better. I want to encourage you all, listen, do you want to take your exercising to another level? Do you want to really see some benefits? Have you been exercising but you really haven't been seeing any benefits of it? Then let me suggest to you boot camp. You get results. I am in boot camp, and I am loving it every minute of it. 3 days a week at 5:30 in the morning, I'm in boot camp. And my body is definitely feeling the effects. I'm seeing the effects of it. And, wow, you know, I thought I was really already doing well, you know, because I do exercise on a daily basis. But this takes exercise into a whole nother level. In fact, the owner, Carlos, he says that this is the weight loss program that the health clubs, the fitness equipment stores, and the personal trainers don't want you to know about. So if you're frustrated with no results and you don't know where to start or what to do, still doing the same old boring routine, sick and tired of dieting, sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you want to give Carlos a call at the Boot Camp Michigan. Go online and check it out, bootcampmichigan.com. Or give him a call at 734-968-5454 and tell him Dr. Doris sent you. If you decide to make early mornings your regimen, then, hey, we'll be up there kicking it out together. So, yeah, with that being said, I hope everyone has had an awesome day today. I hope that you have had an incredible day today. I just want to share this evening with you that if there's anything that you need clarification on or any questions or anything that you might have tonight, just feel free to press option 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll be more than happy to bring you in, and you can ask your questions or give your comments or whatever it is that you'd like to share with us tonight. The listening audience, you're the reason we're here. You're the reason I'm here. And this is all about sharing. So I just want to let you know that. Also, for those of you that's new to the call, I just want to let you know that I am not a medical doctor. Dr. Doris is not a medical doctor. I'm what's called a naturopathic doctor. And that means that I use natural modalities such as prayer, and herbs, and whole food, and good alkaline water, and exercise, rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Because we do know that the body will heal and maintain itself. And all we have to do is just assist it, give it the things that it needs, you know, good quality sleep, you know, good water, exercise, good food, good whole food. We came from the earth. We're going to find out sooner or later. We're going to realize that we have to go back to the earth in order to nourish these bodies. Sooner or later, we're going to find that out. The obesity rate is staggering. The diseases that has come upon us because of the obesity rate is staggering. It's not only us, it's our children. Our children are really wreaking the havoc of having it their way. So, I mean, we've got to learn. We've got to start implementing some things, putting some things into practice so that our children can see that there's a better way. We become addicted to letting the flesh have its way. The flesh, it just cries out for things that it really does not need, but we give it to it because we become addicted to just sympathizing and pacifying our flesh. And it's totally working against us. I have never seen so many funerals in my life, y'all. I'm telling you the truth. If people are leaving here at an alarming rate, and a lot of it has to do with not what's eating them, but what they're eating. We're digging our own graves with knives, you see, knives over forks. But we got to change it. We got to turn that around to forks over knives. So it's just about starting with some simple things. Implementing some simple things, getting out, get some exercise. You know, we are such a complacent nation. We are such a complacent nation. You know, everybody, jump in the car. You know what I'm thinking about doing, unless next year I turn my car in. I have a lease. And I'm seriously thinking about, for a while, not too long, maybe from April. I turn it in April, May, June, July. Maybe from April to August. I'm thinking about not even having a car and doing the bus for a little while and things like that, of that nature. You see what I'm saying? Because even with just being able to just jump in the car and go wherever, remember where we walked, when we walked the majority of the places that we had to go? Remember when we bicycled and did all those kind of things? Now, if we can't jump in the car, we ain't going. So those are just some things I'm thinking about, because actually I'm thinking about relocating. And if I do, I want to relocate to a cosmopolitan city that has adequate transit. So this is something I just want to take a look at. You know, I haven't been on a bus in so long until I wouldn't even know the appropriate procedures as far as, you know, how much does it cost to take a bus. So these are just some things that I'm toying with. And, you know, heck, you can always get a car before, I can always get a car before winter comes or before fall really sets in. And, you know, so that's just something I'm thinking about. But tonight, I just want to share some information with you on the kidneys. I'm also reading a book. I want you guys to write this book down. I know everybody's got your pencil and paper, because I always tell you, get your pencil and paper. Have your pencil and paper. So I want to share something, a book with you I'm reading. This book, well, when he wrote it, about 3 or 4 years ago, he was 107, and the guy's name is Bernardo LaPaolo, and the book is called Age Less and Live More, Achieving Health and Vitality at 107 and Beyond. And like I said, he wrote this book, if I'm not mistaken, he wrote this book about 3 years ago, and Bernardo is still, I mean, this man is doing some awesome things. He is still just as active. He's still doing speaking engagements all over the world. And just, I mean, he is really living large. I don't mean living large as far as big castle, mansion and all that. I'm talking about this man has excellent health and vitality. And that's in my estimation, he's living large. So the name of the book, once again, is Age Less and Live More, Achieving Health and Vitality at 107 and Beyond. And some of the things that he has written in this book will really bless you. He talks about the body being a temple. And he was taught to think of the body as a temple and to nourish it with great foods that Mother Earth grows for us. And he was saying that his father taught him about God and how to treat himself and others with the utmost respect, and not to be a person that, you know, takes things for granted. Because let me tell y'all something. Our health is definitely something that we take for granted on a daily basis. The things that we put in our body, on an estimation, Look at how much sugar, just take that one neurotoxin, sugar. How much sugar do you consume on a daily basis, on a weekly basis? Sugar. I often say that it should have a skull and a crossbone on the label because it's just that toxic. It's poison. And it even our kids, not, if it's not sweet, a lot of times they don't want to eat it. Everybody, we've just gotten into this thing where we just got to have some sugar. My brother told me once, he said, I was talking to him about, you know, things he was eating and things like that. And I said, well, you know, sweetie, you got to kind of try to cut back on the salt and the sugar. He at this time he was in the nursing home, nursing facility. And he told me, he said, you know, my taste buds have two operatives or two sensations, and that's sweet and salty. And I said, oh my goodness, you know, we can become addicted to sugar and to salt. And if you ever, for a while, just do without sugar and do without salt, give yourself 30 days. Do a detox, 30 days, and try to come back to it. Your taste buds will be so sensitive until you won't be able to tolerate it. And the least little thing with it in it, I used to love Lay's potato chips back in the day. But those things now are so salty. I'm like, how in the world can anybody eat Lay's potato chips? Have you ever tried to eat them? You know, they are just, I mean, it's like brine. It burns your tongue. They're so salty. So it's just some things that we need to become aware of, because there's so many things that's being done with our food, between the genetically engineered foods that we're getting and all the fat and the MSG ladle foods that we're getting and all the things that's in our food that they don't even want us to know about. We truly have to really seek the Lord as far as how to nourish these bodies. We really do. And, I mean, why not? They belong to Him. So if we want to know how to take care of them, how to nourish them, and then we want Him to provide everything that we need to do this with, then why not go to Him, though? Okay, that's my statement. I approve that. So we're going to go on. Okay, I have a caller at the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi, this is Mary.
Good evening, Mary. How are you this evening?
I am good.
Good.
You're talking good.
All right. Well, praise God.
I just love this line.
Well,
I looked for you last Tuesday. You didn't come on.
Oh, yes. We were here.
Oh, I couldn't get through, I guess.
Oh, yeah. We were here.
Give me your email so I can have it, because I don't have it.
Okay. It's the letter Y is in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy,
mm-hmm.
P as in Paul, O as in orange, 411.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks for listening in, and don't go anywhere. Stay right there.
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you. All right. So tonight, as I said, I want to share with you some information on the kidneys. And just how important our kidneys are. You know, a lot of times we take so for granted our kidneys and our liver. And you can tell, because a lot of times I ask people, I said, well, when was the last time you did a cleanse, a whole body cleanse? And they say, well, you know, I haven't did a cleanse. This is something that we should do on a regular basis. We should cleanse the body. But tonight, specifically, I just want to share some information with you concerning the kidneys, because I am seeing so many people that have issues or have been told that they have issues with their kidneys. And whether you know it or not, health enthusiasts, kidneys are necessary for existence, for life. And the kidneys are every bit as important as our heart. And they normally come in pairs, and you need at least one kidney to live. You know, you've heard of people having kidney transplants, and some people give other people a kidney, sometimes people in their family and what have you, they'll give a kidney to someone. Well, kidneys are so very important. We need our kidneys. In fact, you know what? God didn't give us anything that we don't need. You know, so a lot of times when doctors are so cavalier to want to take something out, when I hear people talk about cancer, first thing I tell them is cleanse your blood. Cleanse your blood. You know, you can't just cut off. If they say it's in your breast and they cut off your breast, does that mean that it was just localized there and that's it? Cancer is in the blood, and we must cleanse our blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. You got to clean that blood. And we have to clean the blood. You know, my mother used to have this ritual where she would give us these potions and things that's what I call them, because as a child, that's all you know. But she would give us this potion, this black gummy molasses and castor oil and these greens called poke salad and dandelion. And, I don't even know how we were able to do anything. We stayed on the toilet. We had some of the best bowel movements, I'm telling you, because she made sure that we were clean. I never recall my brothers or myself having anything like worms or anything like that, because she kept us so cleaned out. I mean, she had herbs and things that were parasitic herbs, and we didn't even know it. We see her chewing on something, and naturally you want to try it too. So the first thing we say, Mama, can I have some? And she say, here. You know, never knowing that it's a herb that was taking care of parasites and some everything else. So tonight I just want to share with you on some things, some information concerning the kidneys. Now, have you ever seen a kidney bean? Well, a kidney bean resembles the kidney. In fact, I have a sheet called God's Pharmacy, Pharmacy. And it shows how different foods are related to different parts of our body. And it's all related to God's pharmacy, such as the sweet potato, and how the sweet potato looks like the pancreas. And it actually balances the glycemic index for diabetics and things like that, like the carrot, how a sliced carrot looks like a human eye. The pupil, the iris, the radiating lines, just like the human eye. And guess what? Carrots are awesome for the blood flow to the function of the eye. You see, that's God's pharmacy, how the tomato has four chambers and is red. The heart has four chambers and it's red. Grapes hanging looks just like a cluster. Look, a cluster of grapes look just like a heart. It's the same shape as a heart. And each grape looks like a blood cell. And research shows that grapes are just profound to heart and blood vitalization. It's a vital food for the heart. Walnut, what does a walnut look like? Just like a brain. When you crack that hard shell, it looks just like a brain. And walnuts are so good for the brain. It helps the 36 neuron transmitters of the brain. I mean, you can't beat God. God has a way. And everything we needed, he put on this earth before he put us there, put us here. But see, we got so smart, you know, that we know good from evil until we know our own way. It's not in man to know his own way. You see, a man thinks, he thinks that he's going the right way, and it's not the right way. It's the wrong way. You see, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. So we got to know that God knows what's best concerning us. So the dark color beans have positive, of the kidney beans, they have positive influence on the body. And that's because beans are in fiber, and black beans in particular help to prevent kidney stones from forming. Did you know that? And I'll discuss more about the kidney-friendly foods in a while. So make sure you have your pencils and paper, because I'm going to be moving. I'm be moving fast, because as I look at the clock on the wall now, I see now that even time now it's moving right along. So each kidney is about 5 inches long and about 3 inches wide. In fact, it's about the size of a computer mouse. And if you want to locate the area where your kidneys are, just simply put your hands on your waist. Put your hands on your hips. You know, like you're standing up. Remember how when you was a little girl, your mama said, get your hands off your hips. You know, what you doing? You know, so put your hands on your hips like that, with the four fingers in the front and the thumb in the back, on right on your hips. And then you slide your hands up until you can feel your ribs. Feel that last bone in your ribs. Now, when you slide your hands up like that, where your thumb is, that's the vicinity of your kidneys. You can't feel them, but they're there. That's the vicinity of your kidneys. Now, one of the jobs of the kidney is to filter the waste out of the blood. And you may wonder just how this waste gets into the blood. I want to make this really simple for you. I don't want to use a whole lot of big words that you can't understand, and we have a hard time trying to pronounce, because that don't benefit nobody nothing. You see, I want to make it so clear to you that even a child could understand. So that's what this is all about, because, I mean, what good is it if I share all this information with you and you don't understand what I'm talking about? So this is what I want to do tonight. So your blood carries nutrients to the body, and chemical reactions occur in the cells of your body to break down the nutrients. Now, some of the waste is a result of these chemical reactions. So some is just stuff in your body, stuff that your body doesn't need, because it already has enough. So the waste has to go somewhere, and this is where the kidneys come in. First, blood is carried into the kidneys by the renal artery. Now, anything in the body related to the kidneys is called renal. Have you heard of people having renal failure, things like that? Okay, it's related to the kidney. The average person has 1 to about 1.5 gallons of blood circulating through their body, and the kidneys filter that blood as many as 400 times a day. Ain't God good? 400 times a day. Now, more than 1 million tiny filters inside the kidneys remove the waste. And these little filters are called nephrons. Just say it like nephrons, N-E-H. F-R-O-N-Z. That's how you say it, but it's actually spelled N-E-P-H-R-O-N-S, but it's pronounced nephron. And they're so small that you can only see them with a high-powered microscope. Now, the waste is then collected, and it's combined with water, which is also filtered out of the kidneys to make urine or pee. Now, you might notice that sometimes your urine is darker in color than other times. Remember, urine is made up of water plus waste that is filtered out of the blood. If you don't take in a lot of fluids, or if you're exercising, sweat a lot, your urine has less water in it, and it'll be darker in color And if you're drinking lots of fluid, the excess fluid comes out in your urine, and it'll be lighter. I know my grandbaby used to always say when she would go to the bathroom and she would urinate, she would pee, and I come in behind her, she'd say, "Ooh, Granny, I need more water." And she learned that from a little bitty girl, I mean 2 and 3 years old, saying, I need more water, Granny." And see, this is, I taught her this so she could become self-sufficient. You know, I'm not going to always be there to say, "Did you drink enough water today?" And now that's something her mother never have to worry about, because she knows when she needs more water. Okay? So when the urine is a colorless and it's odorless, it's generally a good indication that you're drinking apple water and that your kidneys are functioning well without the accumulation of particular minerals and salts and things like that. So now, as each kidney makes urine, the urine slides down a long tube called the ureter. You say it like this, ureter. You say it Y-U-R-E-E-T-E-R, but it's actually spelled U-R-E-T-E-R, ureter. And it collects in the bladder. This is where the urine collects. Now, when the bladder is about halfway full, your body sends a signal telling you to go to the bathroom. And when you urinate, the urine goes from the bladder down another tube called the urethra, U-R-E-T-H-R-A. That's how it's really spelled. But you say it like urethra, Y-U-R-E-E. T-H-R-U-H. That's how it sounds, okay? And then it comes out of the body. But another job of the kidney is to balance the volume of the fluid and the minerals in the body. And this balancing act is called homeostasis. And you say it like homeostasis. And it's spelled H-O-M-E-O-S-T-A-S-I-S, homeostasis. And if you put all the water that you take in on a scale, this is the logistics of it. If you put all the water that you take in on one side of a scale and all the water your body gets rid of on the other side of the scale, the sides of the scale would be balanced. Your body gets water when you drink it or from other fluids, like when you or other liquids, like when you drink pee or juice or pop. I know you don't drink pop, but that's just an example. You also get water from foods like fruits and vegetables. Now, water leaves your body in several ways as well, and it leaves out of your skin when you sweat. It leaves out of your mouth when you breathe. Sometimes when people talk, it leaves out of their mouth. It leaves out of the urethra in pee when you urinate, and also your bowels when you have bowel movement. And another indication of being constipated is when, you know, that's how you can tell you're not drinking enough water. There's not enough fiber, but then you're not drinking enough water, because when you do, you should have a good slushy poop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is something we don't talk about enough, because sometimes people are so constipated until it's a shame. But that is affecting your body. Constipation affects you in more ways than one. If you knew how constipation affects not only your organs, but your disposition. I'm going to do a show one night just on constipation. You'd be surprised how detrimental it is to your health to be constipated, especially if you're constipated on a consistent basis. Now, when you feel thirsty, your brain is telling you to get more fluid to keep your body as balanced as possible. And if you don't have enough fluid in your body, the brain communicates with the kidney by sending out a hormone that tells the kidney to hold on to some fluid. And when you drink more, this hormone level goes down, and the kidney will let go of more fluid. That's why it's so important to drink adequate water. Now, what other functions do the kidney have? What are some of the other functions of the kidneys? Well, kidneys are always busy. That's why it would behoove us to take care of them. Take care of your organs. I would bet you could ask anybody that's on kidney dialysis, and they would tell you that this is no fun, having to go 3 days a week to have this process of filtering done. 3 days a week, you know that you're going to be at this dialysis center or now, at home. But still, it's a antagonizing process. But thank God that, it can be done. But just to think, we got to take more care of our kidney, better care, because they're always busy. Besides filtering the blood and balancing the fluid every second during the day, the kidneys consistently react to hormones that the brain sends them. Kidneys even make some of their own hormones. For example, the kidneys produce a hormone that tells the body to make red blood cells. Listen, people, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our body has a process, has a rhythm, and it's a God-given rhythm. It knows exactly. You know what? You don't have to push no button or to tell your kidneys what to do, to tell your liver what to do, to tell your pancreas what to do. You see? And all it asks of us is to just give it a little help. I know people that don't even drink water. All they consume is carbonated beverages. Can you imagine what that's doing to your organs, your internal organs? Wow. Now you know some of the facets of the kidneys. Do you know how important they are? Let's just be more committed about taking care of them. And that includes simple things such as detoxification, detoxifying the kidney, which includes lots of herbs and fresh fruits and vegetables in your eating regimen. People suffering from kidney problems, high or low blood sugar conditions, now you should refrain from diets rich in animal protein. Since animal protein-rich diets negatively affect kidney problems, high blood sugar, low blood sugar, they act negatively affect these conditions because it adds an existing burden of filtering protein, and the kidneys could enlarge in the process of metabolizing these proteins. So it just be better and with more logic to just stay away from all this animal protein-rich food, all this animal-rich protein, and stick to a raw fruit, vegetable, and herb diet. Listen, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1:29, these are some of the foods that we should be eating, y'all. You see? And herbs, there's herbs that really help you to adequately or help your kidneys to adequately to function and detoxify themselves. Fruits and vegetables act as a natural cleanser because they're high in fiber and they help aid in digestion and they're powerful for detoxifying the kidneys. And they also provide energy because of the various minerals and vitamins and firsthand proteins. And they're well balanced. When I say firsthand proteins, and when you hear me use the term firsthand and secondhand protein, a lot of times when I share with people that I'm a vegetarian, they say, "Well, how do you get your protein?" I think that's something everybody has been taught to say, and I tell them, "Well, I get my protein the same way that animal you eat get his protein. I eat the plants because that's how they get it." And then we eat them, and it becomes secondhand protein. So it, just a reminder that fruits and vegetables act as a natural cleanser. And it's simply because they're high in fiber and they help the digestion process, as well as detoxifying the kidneys. Now, they also are loaded with all types of minerals and vitamins, and they're fat-free. They don't contain any kind of preservatives, no stabilizing agent, no processed sugar, none of that junk. And the body system will find it easy to assimilate and to digest and to absorb all of the nutrients from fruits and vegetables and nuts and grains and seeds. And they do it, the body will do it really efficiently. Now, remember, organic fruits and vegetables are always recommended. I know all the jargon that we're hearing about organic this and that's not. Consider the source, and whenever possible, always choose organic. If you can't, then you pray about it, and you rise, Peter, slay, and eat that apple. Okay? Now let's get into some foods that's especially beneficial for the kidney and for detoxifying the kidney. And one fruit that is really awesome for this is seeded grapes. Grapes are rich in potassium, and potassium has the ability to stimulate alkaline blood regulation. And it also ensures that the kidneys function optimally and maintain a good heartbeat. Grapes also help to cleanse the liver as well as the kidneys by flushing out waste products like uric acid. Uric acid. Grapes help to flush uric acid. You want the seeded grapes. Okay? Another thing, this is something that we used to eat, just plentiful. Dandelions. My mother would go out in the yard and pick a mess of dandelions that was so pretty, and we eat those things. And we were really sick, you know, and I don't remember ever going to the doctor when we were young. You know, I mean, yeah, one reason was we couldn't afford it. We didn't have any medical insurance like that. But we just never were sick enough to go. We had colds and things like that. It didn't stop us, you know, didn't put us in the bed or nothing like that. So it's just knowing what helps the body to maintain, it helps give that body, the body, the resiliency that it needs. It's time to boost the immune system. I know that all of you are boosting your immune system. I know you're getting that good astragalus and echinacea and elderberry and things like that in you. My friend just showed me the other day where she got the immune system builder for her grandchild. We got my grandbaby on some things because they decided not to vaccinate him, and I am so thankful for that. So, dandelions. Dandelions are extremely effective in cleansing the kidney and flushing out toxins. You can make a dandelion tea. You can eat dandelions in your salad. Go to the health food store. Go to Zerbo's. They normally have the prettiest dandelions you ever wanted to see. Dandelions. Another food is red bell peppers, beautiful red bell peppers. They are excellent for anybody concerned about your kidney health. Why? Because they're low in potassium while packing generous portions of vitamin A, vitamin C, B6, folic acid, and fiber. And they also contain the antioxidant lycopene, like tomato, lycopene. And we all know that lycopene has been shown in research to protect against all different types of cancer. So red bell peppers. Another awesome root This is a root, and it's ginger root. It is ginger root is awesome. I have a tea that I make. I take ginger root and I peel it. If you want to peel it, you can. If you don't want to, if get the organic, you don't have to. I just wash it real good with my vegetable brush. And you take it and you place it in some water that's been boiled. Don't boil it. Do not boil the ginger root. Boil the water. After the water is boiled, then you put the ginger root in the water. And you put 2 to 3 pinches of turmeric powder in that. And you let it steep for about 15 to 20 minutes. And then you strain it off, filter it off, strain it off. And then you drink it. And drink it twice a day after dinner, after lunch, you know, after your meals. It flushes out toxins from the kidney, and also it aids in digestion because of the ginger. So it's just an awesome tea. Sometimes I have it in the evening. After my meal in the evening, I'll have that or either green tea. But it's just awesome, and I keep ginger. If I don't have anything in my house, you can find a piece of ginger, a piece of ginger root. So it's just awesome to have. Another thing is water. I've already mentioned how important water is, and although water is not technically a food, it is the single most important life-sustaining substance that we need to function. And the kidneys definitely need water for support. In fact, water is the most important thing to maintain the kidneys. And drinking alkaline water can help your kidneys function in their optimal state. Get you some good alkaline water. For those of you in the Easter area, you know that I offer Kangen water. For those of you in the Detroit area, on Woodward, there's the water station. Also, there's a church in Detroit called Holy Hope. They offer the Kangen water. There's just the health food stores offer alkaline water. Alkaline water is the best water you can drink for your health. Apples. You know, I always tell you, keep apples. Apples are awesome. Remember the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctors away? Well, you know what? I think there's a lot more truth to that than people give credit for. Apples are packed with nutrient goodness, and they're high in fiber and compounds that prevent inflammation. And eating apples and even drinking fresh apple juice, I'm not talking about the store-bought apple juice that's full of sugar. I'm talking about fresh leaves apple juice. It helps the kidneys. It helps the prevention of kidney stones. And apples are what's called a renal-friendly fruit. So you will really want to consider apples. And remember, you want organic apples because next to peaches are the highest pesticide load fruit. And next to peaches are apples. Another powerful herb, garlic. I go through about 8 to 10 bulbs of garlic a week, if not more, sometimes more, because I eat it in everything, raw and cooked. And if I feel any slight little twinge going on in my throat before I go to bed, I'll chew me a couple of cloves of garlic and let it be the last thing go in my mouth at night. There's a powerful, it's called a strep throat remedy, but I call it the Muhammad Ali because that's how bad it is. It floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. If you got anything going on with that throat, that nasal sinus thing going on, that bronchular thing going on, you can take 4 cloves of garlic, smash it up really good, smash it. Until it almost looks like, oh, my mouth is watering. My salivatory glands are just talking about garlic. Makes me salivate. But take 4 cloves, smash it up real good. Put 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, good cayenne pepper. take you a heaping tablespoon of raw honey and mix it all together thoroughly. And when you at the first signs or the onset of you feeling anything going on in your nasal passage, in your bronchular passages, in your sinuses, your throat, anything like that, take you a teaspoon early in the early part of the day, in the middle part of the day, if you can, if you're at work, it's understandable. But let it be the last thing go in your mouth before you go to bed at night. It will kill strep throat in 24 hours. That's how bad it is. And when I say bad, I mean bad, you know, awesome. So this strong, pungent herb has an anti-inflammatory property, and that's why it has such a powerful benefit for the kidney. Garlic is particularly beneficial if you're suffering from any kind of kidney infection because it acts as a natural antibiotic. In fact, did you know that garlic is one of nature's best antibiotics? It contains a compound, check this out, that is 15 times stronger than penicillin. Listen, you can't lose with the stuff God used. 15 times stronger than penicillin. Garlic. Get you some garlic. Keep some garlic on hand. Another herb is horsetail. Horsetail is high in silica, and it's used as an astringent in the urinary tract. It's also a diuretic, and it increases the volume of urine, which helps to flush out any irritants and infectious agents. And this astringent action may help with bladder tone and the reduction of prostate enlargement. Horsetail, powerful herb. Any of these herbs that I'm talking about, go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. If you want any other further information on how to acquire these herbs, give me a call, 734-895-1940. I'll be more than happy to help you. Another herb is parsley. I love parsley. In fact, I take parsley like I would alfalfa. You know, alfalfa is a food alterative. That means it's good for the whole body. But sometimes alfalfa make my eyelashes itch, and I've noticed that. But parsley is used just like alfalfa. Alfalfa has a CoQ10. It's an awesome CoQ10 source. It's a body nutrient. It's a tonic. It's good for the joints, for the stomach, for any kind of arthritic condition. It stops excessive sweating. It deodorizes. Listen, do you know that some days I don't even have to put on no deodorant? Parsley works the same way. Parsley is another excellent diuretic, and it's used for edema. Edema is any excessive fluid or a buildup. You know, sometimes you'll see people with really swollen legs and ankles and things like that. It's a really fluid that's between the tissue and the cells. And it's good for any kind of urinary stones. It increases the elimination of waste products like urea and other acid metabolites. And it's also used for gout and for arthritis. But parsley should not be used in pregnancy, nor is it ever recommended for painful menstrual periods because of the fact that it increases the urine output. But it is fine for nursing mothers after the baby is born, and it even helps to encourage milk production. So it has some very nutritious benefits as far as parsley is concerned. And another one, and this is going to be the last one, it's celery seed. Celery seed has a direct action on the kidneys. It increases the elimination of water and speeds up the clearance of accumulated toxins from the joints. And it has benefits in conditions that, any kind of condition that accompanies arthritis. Now, certain chemicals in celery seed are antibacterial, while others are diuretic. And this means that it helps to remove water from the body in the form of urine, and this helps to wash away the bacteria that the minerals have caused in the kidney and also bladder stones. So now, though, that's just some helpful information for you tonight on the kidney and some good herbs and food. This is by no means a complete list. There are so many foods and herbs that are just awesome for the kidney. Some other herbs are buku. It's awesome for the kidney and for the bladder. Gravel root and yuba ursi are also awesome for the kidney and for the bladder. So I just want to encourage you, you know, take care of yourself. It is no fun laying up in the hospital. You know, it's no fun being poked with needles and all this other kind of stuff. You know, too much stuff is going on. I'm sure you guys have heard about the meningitis episode that's going around simply because people have had pain injections, steroid injections. Now there's the threat of meningitis, and there's a lot of people that have died from this meningitis. Take care of yourself. Take control of your health. Get your medicine from God's pharmacy. You know, God left us a great clue as to what foods help what parts of our body, and he made and provided what we would need before putting us here. And these are the best and more powerful when they're eaten raw. Eat more raw foods. We got to get away from this high heat and just boiling everything to death and cooking everything to death. Start eating raw, more raw. And you'll be surprised how your eliminations will just perk up. You'll begin to feel better. Your skin will look better. You know, it's like a song we sing in church. It says, something on the inside is working on the outside. Well, we know that to be the Holy Ghost. But it's also these foods, that these awesome foods that the Lord has given us as well. So I just want to encourage you to take care of yourself. You know, I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. The clock on the wall is saying it's time to get out of here. It's time to call it a wrap. But I thank you so much for tuning in. Next week is election week. I want to encourage everybody, get out and vote. Get to the polls. If you know somebody that don't have transportation, volunteer. I'm volunteering. If you need a ride to the polls, call Dr. Doris. We got to vote, y'all. Get out and vote. It is so very important. Vote the way the Lord leads you to vote, but vote, okay? So without any further ado, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to take any questions tonight, but you know you can always give me a call at 734-895-1940. Go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info, and shoot me an email at ybpo411@yahoo.com, and I'd be more than happy to accommodate you, facilitate you, answer any questions you may have. And I just want to leave a word with you tonight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. And I'm a witness to that, y'all. Okay? Come on back. Let's do it again. Not next week, because there'll be a recorded show on. If you want to, if you're not doing anything, listen in, this, because we're going to have the call with Dwayne Sanders, where he was talking about his kidney and what he did. So without further ado, I love you all. Thank you for your support. It means the world to me, and you're the reason I'm here. Here's to your health. It's brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. God bless you, you, and especially you. Sweet dreams, sweet sleep. Bye-bye.